Moldova is sending Natalia Barbu and In the Middle to Eurovision 2024, but will she be finishing in the middle of the leaderboard? Let's review Eurovision. So, Moldova is sending Natalia Barbu and In the Middle to Eurovision this year. Jack, what do you make of it?
Right, I'm going to break with the consensus here among Eurovision fans and say that I really like this. You're pulling a face, I think, in surprise.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
There's something really vibey about this. It's quite an intimate song. There's a slight whisper quality to her vocals, certainly on the studio version, and in the live version, she can sing it well. Like, she's a great singer. And I don't know. I can't quite describe why I like it. When it's on, I'm sort of in the zone. I'm kind of on the tube. I'm sort of got my I've got my AirPods in at work listening to it. I just it sort of not washes it washes over me, but in a good way. I sort of feel like it creates a really nice atmosphere that I find myself enjoying being in. It's certainly when I have it in my headphones, I kind of it's the beats in there, it's very Moldovan, I think, in that it feels ethnic but with a strong beat. And the lyrics, I mean, the lyrics are not the most innovative in the world, but I think it does create quite it sits oddly in the straight, the straddling, the middle of the Venn diagram between being quite intimate and quite clubby. And it's a strange thing, but I can't I'm not saying this very well, but I can't quite explain why I enjoy listening to it, but I just do. And I think it's a bit disappointing that a lot of Euro fans have this near the very bottom, and it's sort of either last or second last to Iceland in most people's rankings and estimations, because I just think it's I don't know. It creates a nice little bubble of a musical world that I enjoy being in for about 3 minutes. And I turn it up, and the beat sort of just cleans through my brain, and I'm having a nice time. And I just think it's being underrated by a lot of people. And I think it's a very strong entry, actually.
Interesting. I mean, we know that violins at Eurovision are a bit of a winning formula, but I'm not sure it's going to be a winning formula this time. Mainly because, actually, in fact, I think they pick up the violins too late in the song. I want some more violin earlier on rather than just having it, especially if it's kind of on the stage at the same time and you're just kind of looking at the violin going, when's the violin coming? When's the violin coming? For me, it's a bit bland. I think Moldova, we're quite used to them sending kind of interesting stuff. And I think this isn't particularly interesting. So I think that's probably why I feel a bit disappointed by it, because you're used to kind of slightly kind of kitsch, or with Dorados, or kind of more ethnic stuff like last year. And this just kind of feels that it's just a bit meh, for me. And I don't know. It's
I
going in the
mean,
first semi-final.
I would say I think I do take your point that Moldova has developed their niche of doing something that's a little bit kitsch. But maybe why I appreciate this so much is because there is a classiness to it. It's like a classy club song, and maybe it's to do with the staging. I mean, I take your point about the staging. Certainly at the national final, and they do always develop it in time for Eurovision. And Moldova is a country that can do staging even on a very, very small budget. The staging there where they're all just stood there as statues, and I get the symbolism of being like a statue being, I get that, and the violin thing being too late, I accept that. That didn't quite work, but I think there is the fundamental what they've got to work with here. She can sing it. It's a good song, I think, that is, it's there's the foundation to work from here, I think, is quite strong, and I think people are underestimating how well this could do. Maybe that's just me.
They'll have to get you in as a staging advisor, won't they?
I'd readily do it. I'd love it. It's my best life.
it's going in semi-final one, which, as we've said before, is probably the easier of the two semi-finals, and it's going 11th. Do you think it's getting through to the final, and what would you rank it?
Okay, so my ranking, you're probably going to be surprised. I'm going to give this an 8. I don't roll your eyes at me. Don't, no. This is among the top half of my entries this year, definitely. I think this is it's impressive. I enjoy listening to it a lot. I think she sings it well, and I have quite high hopes for this being staged quite well. So yeah, and you know what? I would not be surprised if this goes through. And I it's a shame that people are really are underestimating this because it's got no buzz going into it. And I think it's going to be one of these songs that shows up, surprises, and does end up qualifying. I would be I mean I also wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't, if the staging isn't quite there, but I think Moldova, more often than not does qualify, even with things that don't deserve to. Their track record is pretty strong, and I think this is certainly going to continue. I would definitely like it to. In the final, I don't see it doing all that well, to be honest. But it's, I quite like it. Maybe the reason why people are underestimating it is that it's not really a contest song. It's a bit more of a, an album song. It's the type of thing that is on a playlist rather than is to be performed and soaked up in an arena. And maybe the arena won't go wild for this, and maybe it will come across better on TV. I don't know. Maybe that's why people are underestimating it, but I think they are underestimating it at their peril. This could well go through, and I would quite like it to, especially in that first semi-final.
So you're a fan? Interesting. I am less optimistic for it. I do think it is interesting that point about it's more of kind of an album song rather than kind of the single. And I feel like at Eurovision you kind of need the single, unfortunately. For me, it's a 4.5. And to be fair, just the fact that it has violins is kind of probably like 3 points of that. Because I like a violin. And I can't see it getting through to the final. I just think it's not, for me, it's not interesting enough, unfortunately.
Well, some pretty divided opinions there. Do let us know who you agree with more. You can let us know in the comments. Do give us a like and a subscribe. If you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell, you'll get notified every single day we upload new videos. We're approaching the end of our reviews. There's not that many left to go, but do explore every other review that we've done so far, not only for this year, but previous years as well. This is our fourth year doing this. Check out what we've said about previous winners. Why not? We're also in podcast form now, so give us a listen there as well. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening and watching, and we will see you tomorrow.